My dear friends, we must love one another, for love's source is God. And to love God is to be God's child and to know God. Not to love is not to know God, because God is love. As far as we are concerned, God's love was displayed in all its splendor by his action in sending his only Son into the world, and so through him giving us life. The wonder of love is not that we loved God, but that he loved us enough to send his Son to remove the barrier that our sins had erected between us and him. My dear friends, if God loved us like that, it is our bounden duty to love each other. Not one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God becomes an integral part of our lives and his love is perfected in us. The proof that our life is joined to God's life and his to ours is to be found in the share of the Spirit which he has given to us. Further, we declare from personal knowledge, because we were eyewitnesses of the facts, that God sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. If any man accepts and states as an article of faith that Jesus is the Son of God, God enters into his life and he into God's. As for us, we have personal knowledge of and faith in the love which God has for us. God is love. So then, if a man lives a life of love, he enters into the life of God, and the life of God enters into him. As far as we are concerned, love reaches its peak in that we are certain that on the day of judgment we have nothing to fear, because our relationship to this world is the same as his was. In love there is no fear. So far from that, perfect love banishes fear. Fear is connected with punishment. If a man is still afraid, he has not yet experienced love in all its perfection. Our love has its source and origin in God's love, for God loved us before we loved him. If anyone claims that he loves God, while at the same time he hates his brother, he is a liar. For if a man does not love his fellow man whom he has seen, he cannot possibly love God whom he has not seen. And indeed, the commandment that he has given us is that the man who loves God must love his fellow man too.